Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Happy Friday afternoon to you. The rain has ceased. The weekend is upon us. We have reasons to rejoice. And I know that at times I am the bearer of bad news, the Cassandra that is just saying what's going on out there. And it's sometimes it isn't that hard or that easy, rather, to listen to. And I get that. Every now and then I have something encouraging happen, and it just happened this afternoon. President Trump, as you just heard, signed his first veto. In spite of the fact that 12 of the members of his own party voted with the Democrats. So now, of course, Nancy Pelosi has already said, yes, we're going to go out there and override your veto. Well, it's going to take some doing. But let's just look at what is going on in today that is driven by immigration. That's the causal element in what happened in New Zealand. It is what has happened in Norway in the past, both countries, incidentally, that have laws against even owning these guns. And we in this country are having a tremendous battle right now over the issue of immigration. Now, in our case, unlike Sweden and these other countries who welcomed these people into their country, and I'm married to a Swedish person who's been an American citizen for years, but she was originally Swedish. And so we go back to Sweden, and I'm very aware of the situation there and in other countries in that area and how those countries are literally in the process of being destroyed because of immigration. In this case, it's bringing in people from the Islamic world into their country who do not assimilate and who rape their women and so forth. So there are political movements underway in those countries of people that are fed up. Now here, we have a different situation. Because the aliens coming into our country are, by and large, people who are coming here from Central America and Mexico. And what draws them? Well, the way that they really got drawn, if you want to go all the way back, we might as well go all the way back and see how this whole nonsense got started, to the good old Bush boys. Because the Bush boys have been responsible for most, or at least the beginning, of all of this illegal immigration that is now overwhelming us at the border. And when I say overwhelming us, it is stunning how many people are coming. And what are they coming for? What are they being promised? Free medical care, free education, food, daycare, all the privileges that come with citizenship, but they're not citizens. And when you really start breaking down what it costs this nation through higher medical costs driven by having to treat these people, lower standards in our education, new diseases, we do have a crisis at the border. And so I'm excited and thrilled by what Donald Trump did, because this is time for us truly to wake up and stand against the people who have used this multiculturalism and anti-white false racism as a cudgel to beat us with and intimidate us into being afraid to oppose allowing these people in. But here's the thing you have to understand. I mentioned earlier that much of the cause of this has been the support for it through politicians has been the result of the United States Chamber of Commerce, whose ultimate goal is the cheapest wage they can get away with paying for their workers. Cheap labor, that's what they want. But I don't think they understand, and this is the problem here, is we are not importing as we would legal aliens. My wife, for example, who went through all those hoops to become a citizen of America, who are coming to this country with skills and education. And I just will give you just a quick aside. So back in the late 80s, I had an opportunity to go to New Zealand, to Auckland, to live and work in radio and later television. And I had to be sponsored by the other network, which hired me to come over there. I had to have all the documentation in place to say, yes, I'm coming over as a worker. And after I work for a certain amount of time and contribute to New Zealand culture, then I have the opportunity to apply for citizenship permanently. So that's what I had to do. I jumped through all this hoop. So I actually know on a firsthand basis what it feels like to be an immigrant to another country. And was actually in Christchurch, where this shooting took place, just as an aside, on location shooting a television series I was in for, two or three weeks. And so I know the area. I know the people. And the people that come to our country are not coming with skills. They're not coming to assimilate. They are coming from third world cultures that have not valued education or even had opportunities for it. Most of the people in those cultures, and I also incidentally lived in both Mexico and Guatemala, so I know those cultures very well. These are people who refuse to assimilate to our culture when they come here. So, yes, the bottom line is cheap labor. The question is that what we're actually getting? And here are some numbers that put the lie to that. As it stands, and this is GAO numbers, an illegal alien wife and five children can take a job for $5, $6 an hour, but with those six dependents under the current setup, they would pay no income tax because they have an earned income tax credit of up to $3,200 free. They would qualify for Section 8 housing, which is subsidized rent, food stamps, free, no deductible, no copay health care, free breakfast, lunches at school, bilingual teachers' books. They would get relief from high energy bills. They'd get a cut there. They would qualify for SSI benefits, Medicare. All at our, now, this is all at taxpayers' expense, people who are taxpaying American citizens. This is what we're talking about here. They don't have to worry about car insurance. In fact, every time I hear on the traffic report that there's been a hit-and-run accident, I almost know, as any police officer would tell you, most of those instances are people who are illegal aliens that don't stick around. They just, off they go, and you're stuck with the damage and the problem. So if you boil it all down, instead of $5 or $6 an hour with all those benefits, that same family of five would actually be making about $20 to $30 an hour in benefits, all paid for by the American taxpayer. So I ask you, do we have a crisis at the border? Can we afford not to build a wall and stop this? And I say, no, we can't afford not to. We've got to stand behind Donald Trump. All right. Time for a break. I rabbited on a bit long there, but I'd love to hear you rabbit a little bit. So give me a ring on the other side of the news or text me and we'll get after it. Tony Dalen for Bobby Mack. Back in a minute. Yes, indeedy. Howdy. I am happy that you're here. Heck, I'm happy I'm here. I love doing this. I wish I got to do it more often. Sitting in, of course, for Bobby Mack today. And if you want to participate, love to hear from you on the Ingalls Advantage talk line, which is 800-347-1063, or the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, which is 71307. And let us go to that aforementioned Ingalls Advantage talk line to Charles in Spartanburg. Charles, how's everything in Sparkle City?
Well, it's treating me okay.
Good. What's up?
Glad to hear your voice today. Hope Bobby gets the feeling better.
I do too.
Couple of things on the immigration problem that most people don't really think too much. We don't hear much about.
Yes. Hello, Charles. Well, dang it. On that case, I guess we'll have to go to David. And how are you, David?
Hey, I'm well. How are you today?
I'm splendid. Thank you.
Yeah, I just had a couple of comments. I'm so glad that President Trump vetoed that, cadaver of a bill that was designed to stop the wall. I can't believe Republicans in the Senate voted against it. And, those Republicans should be, targeted for primary challenges, for their next elections. I don't understand, why people don't get it. I mean, when you've got people coming across this border who have actually killed American citizens, it's long past time to do something about this. And these Republicans who actually voted to, stop President Trump from declaring an emergency, what's their excuse? What do you think, Tony?
Well, their excuse is essentially that he's going above and beyond his power. It's specious. The better or the larger question is, and you hit on it when we talk about primaries. The problem that we have, the place we've arrived, I think, at the moment, David, is that the primary process has been hijacked out from underneath us. And I'll give you a local example, Lee Bright. So the Chamber of Commerce came and spent a fortune running, in most cases, stuff that was ball-faced untruths and had deep, deep pockets. The United States Chamber of Commerce, which, of course, represents all of the big, big multinational corporations, those are the guys that are funding most of these people, and they will go in and make sure that could be the only explanation for somebody like Lindsey Graham here in South Carolina, that they have such overwhelming financial firepower that really nobody has the ability to compete. And sadly, we live in a time where we are driven by what we see and hear on radio and TV and so forth, and that's a tough battle.
Yeah, I get that, but I respectfully disagree just slightly with you. Lindsey survives in this state with his liberalism until it's time, of course, to run for re-election about 24 months out. Yeah. He turns into a John Wayne conservative.
Well, that's a good point.
but here's the deal. Here's the point I wanted to make. Until Columbia is straightened out and we get a, closed primary system instead of an open primary, so that Republicans can truly nominate the conservative of their choice instead of Democrats crossing the lines to vote for Lindsey because he represents them about probably two-thirds of the time, it's never going to change. And we really need a closed primary in this state.
Amen to that. A brilliant point. Speaking of Lindsey, David, I don't know whether you caught this. This was on Breitbart today, but of course he's the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he came out yesterday and said it's time for the GOP to come together for gun confiscation laws with the Democrats. Our dear Lindsey, talking about red flag laws, that would allow a court to issue a firearm confiscation for individuals that are deemed, quote, a threat to themselves or others, which, how that could be applied so broadly as to be half the people we know. And actually had the gall, the temerity to say that, yes, I think we can come together with Democrats on this. I hope people remember that little bit when he runs.
Well, I hope they actually save it as a soundbite on a hard drive somewhere so we can actually use his words against them. The Democrats, and Obama proved this better than anybody I've ever seen. They have no respect or any kind of standing with the Constitution. To them, the Constitution's nothing.
Yep.
And, basically, these people, I don't know. I mean, from what I'm seeing the Democrats do, especially with this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I'm beginning to think most of them are certifiably insane. I realize that's a strong opinion, but, when stupid is as stupid does and stupid continues to do, what can you say?
I wouldn't argue with that. I would agree with you to the extent that the Cultural Revolution under Mao Zedong, the entire country was certifiably insane, as it was in the Bolshevik Revolution, as it was in Cuba, as it is today in Venezuela. And yet people were convinced that this would be a really cool thing.
What I don't get is, anybody who's been to simple grade school understands teachers are not going to teach classes for nothing. The power company's not going to provide power for nothing. The people who run the utilities and the first responders are not going to work for nothing. And there's not enough rich dollars, even if you taxed it at 90%, to give everybody a guaranteed income. I mean, this is actually a recipe for disaster. We already live in the greatest country in the world. Why do we need to reinvent the wheel?
Well, it is as George Santayana said, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. And we have a generation that does not understand what actually happened because they have not been taught history in our horrid excuse for an educational system.
I completely agree with that. History has not been observed in a curriculum like it should be in a long time. And, socialist communist mentality that the young people are being strangled with, it's a losing proposition. And I just hope they wake up before it's too late, because when they go to the polls and vote for, our good buddy Bernie or either O'Rourke, who's got about as much business running for president as I do flying the space shuttle. It's a losing proposition.
Problem is demographics, as I was talking about a little earlier today. Between 2016 and 2020, 10 million baby boomers will have passed away, most of whom are conservative and vote in large numbers. At the same time, 16 million young people will have arrived at 18 years old and older. So arrived at 18 years old. The millennials, with all that they are the largest demographic group out there now. And 77% of them or thereabouts have said that they think that socialism sounds really cool. I mean,
well, I work with some millennials, and I'll be honest with you. I have great respect for my peers at work, but we've had discussions over the lunch table on occasion. And I think they just need a little time. Once you really give some deep thought to socialism, you look at the history of socialism, and, there are two major factors. Like, one of my coworkers at work, he's a millennial, and I said, okay, I know you like socialism. It'll never work, but, you're entitled to your opinion. But do you understand for everything the government gives you, you forfeit a portion of your freedom? I said, do you want to live, and do you want to have your kids living in a police state? Well, no. I said, well, then wake up.
Yeah, and look at the news reports from Venezuela while you're at it. Hey, I got to hit the news. I love talking with you, Charles. Thank you so much for your call, friend. All right, quick break. We'll check in with the lovely Annie and be back with more right after this. Always. Howdy. Happy Friday to you. So glad to see the rain is gone. Make it a little easier for your drive home, right? And love to hear from you. If you'd like to share your thoughts on the Ingalls Advantage talk line, it is 800-347-1063. And as always, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line at 71307. And let's check in on that right now with Charles, who you called earlier and then you got cut off, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Howdy doody.
Well, thank you so much for calling us back, man.
Well, I'm on a cell phone. I don't get down to here, but maybe once or twice a week. And I love to hear this broadcast. And like I said, glad to hear your voice. Several things really that people fail to see or report or we hear much about that's coming in with these illegals. I live in a very quiet neighborhood up in Nashville, and we've had quite an influx of Hispanics into the area. We know they're illegal. You could just try to talk to them. They don't speak any English.
Did you say Asheville?
But you know, Nashville.
Oh, Nashville. Okay. Banana. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Nashville, Tennessee. But anyway, we've never had a burglary until about 4 years ago. We have video cameras in the house. They were Hispanics, came in, broke in, had another one about a year after that. We had another one here about 6 months ago.
Good night.
And video showed Hispanics on every one of them. Police couldn't identify anybody, whatever. So we never hear about all this, what we want to call the minor stuff. I don't consider that minor. I feel invaded. And all we hear is about the murders and what have we. So who knows how much of that stuff's going on that we're all suffering from?
Well, a lot
another
of people.
Another problem. A lot of it. And it's like you mentioned a while ago, too. I was suspicious for a long time. I drive truck and I listen to radios. I see a lot of police things, see a lot of accidents on the road, and hear about all of these hit and runs. I was actually a witness to a woman who got killed in North Carolina on a road. Three other people out in front of me pulled over. I tried to chase the other guy down. I'm driving a truck. That guy had to be going 100 miles an hour. There's no way I could keep up with him. At first, I wondered if the guy was drunk or something like that. I was able to start following him, got close enough. Guess what the nationality was? He could tell.
Yeah.
And no legal license plate on that vehicle. I got turned around, went back, reported it all to the police. Who knows?
But they'll never find
it. This is stuff that's going on. I had some work done on my house by a company. I had some roofing work done. And one of the people were there. The people that came in for the roofing company, only one guy spoke English. And it was pretty rough English. And I was trying to explain something, the way I wanted something done on the edge of the house. And I had three or four of them standing around me, and I was trying to use a translation thing on my phone to tell them what I wanted. Well, about a week later, after having rubbed shoulders with these guys, I came down with scabies.
Oh, wow.
That's
yeah.
Fun. Took me months to get rid of that.
Yeah.
So the problems that are coming in, it's just ridiculous. Just ridiculous, Tony.
I know. It is an emergency.
People making, talk about these people making the money in this country. A lot of people don't realize it. They don't just make it this country. There may be 15, 20 of them living in a house someplace or a broken down trailer in a woods, whatever. Sometimes you see that. They're not spending all that money here. They're not trying to make any kind of value of their life in this country. They send that money back to Mexico.
Yep, they do.
Well, you know, basic economics, money equals work, and work is what builds value to anything, especially the country as a whole. So by allowing all these illegals in here, there's so much coming in that we don't need, and they're taking the value of the country and just shipping it out back home to where they're going to eventually go after a few years of building up their wealth in Mexico to go live like little kings and leave us with the bills. It's a disgrace.
It is. And what's even more disgraceful is that there is a large element of our own population on the left that is actually in support of this, and that 12 Republicans voted against that border bill today. Thank God that he vetoed it. The estimates was we could expect 93,000 people coming in illegally just in March. I mean, at this rate, it is a complete travesty. And we essentially are at war with ourselves over it. And
look at what the immigration people are reporting on, how many thousands they know of are also potential terrorists.
Yep, that
coming
too.
Coming from other countries in the Middle East.
I know. Well, listen.
We're in trouble. We're in trouble.
I know. And we better remember this when 2020 rolls around, because, buddy, they're going to come at us full force trying to guilt trip all white people into thinking it's a racist thing. And this is not a racist thing. I grew up in South Texas. I grew up working out in boxing gyms when I was from 8 years up. And I was always almost the only white kid in there. Half of my friends were Hispanic kids, but they were not illegals. They were people who were Texans, you know, even they would tell you those today, some of those friends that are grown up, they don't want those illegals here either. So anyway, hey, thank you so much for your call, Charles. Got to make a break. We'll come back with more after this. Well, howdy. Okay, so many of you have heard the news stories about people who have been attacked, abused, etc., for wearing a Make America Great Again hat or T-shirt. Of course, there's the boy from Kentucky who is suing CNN for $275 million for slander, who we will recall it, seeing him wearing that hat and what happened to him. I'm sure you knew the story. In my own little town of Tryon, up where I live, there is a place up there that will remain unnamed that is a place that sells mostly wine and some beer, and people congregate there in great numbers. Particularly, they'll be congregating there tonight. Friday's a big night. And I have heard a couple of different tales of people who are conservative, like myself, and who have gone in there and been intimidated by the overwhelming number of liberals hanging out there who are excoriating Trump and Trump supporters and so forth. And I am so tempted. And my dear, sweet wife, Pernilla, keeps telling me, don't do that, honey. Please, no, don't do that. But I do have a T-shirt that says, yes, I voted for Trump, and I'm going to do so again in 2020 with a big American flag. And I'm ever so tempted to go and have a glass of wine and just see what goes down. But I'm going to be good, I think, and not do that. However, if you are nervous about going out to restaurants and so forth for fear of intimidation and attack, I have some good news for you. For Trump supporters who are looking for restaurants where they won't be accosted, assaulted, screamed at, spit on, and so forth because of the MAGA-phobic Democrats, good news from the Daily Beast. A new app has been created by Trump supporters called 63 Red Safe. It's somewhat like if you saw the movie The Green Book, that guy that listed all the safe establishments for African-American motorists in the South. By the way, that was a great movie. I really liked it. You would enjoy it. So here it is. Trump supporters who want to grab dinner but are terrified of getting punched by an anti-fascist Antifa activist. Well, all you got to do is download 63 Red Safe, and it will tell you a Trump-friendly business that doesn't discriminate against conservatives, of course, which is pretty cool. So I just thought you might be interested to know that, just in case you were a little nervous about going out to have a bite to eat or maybe a nice glass of wine at your local little place. and so let us go to the phone and talk to Ron in Moore. How are you doing, Ron?
I'm doing okay, Tony. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous.
All right. Well, I'm glad the rain stopped for a little bit.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, it's
This is the rainiest run of weather we've had for 140 years up where I live.
I'm sure it is.
It's insane.
I mean, weren't you in the meteorologist business?
I was, most certainly. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, it's a good thing I don't have solar panels. But on the subject of electricity and stuff, I would like to get your take on this stuff that Duke Energy is, trying to get this thing, this 12% raise, 12% for us homeowners, 8% for businesses, mm-hmm. and this and that. And, you know, I'm 68 years old, on Social Security. And it's like, I mean, I even called them when I got my bill. I couldn't believe it because I keep my lights off. I do everything. If the sun's out, I'll hang my clothes outside instead of using a dryer. And my bill almost doubled. And I called them about that. And it's like, you know, I never had an electric bill. I've been here for 30-something years in this house. I've never had an electric bill. It was almost $300 for a month. And I do everything I can. I even had them come out. They gave me their free package of energy-efficient light bulbs. I get their little letter, once a month. Oh, your house is so efficient and all that. You know, you compare you to, you know, new
yeah,
houses.
Yeah.
And I was there like, what? almost a $300 electric bill? You know, I keep my heat at like 65 degrees and I just put more clothes on, you know, when it's cold.
Well, you can blame your friends in Columbia for a lot of this, you know. I mean, there's a reason that South Carolina has some of the highest energy cost of any state in the whole nation, while sitting right offshore over here is who knows how much natural gas and oil that's sitting out there available to generate energy. But we can't do that because the Chamber of Commerce that runs all of the tourist industries here always managed to get the good old boys down in Columbia to vote against anything to do with that. So that's part of your problem.
Well, that, and I mean, you know, I know you know a lot about business, and I have been in business for years, okay, in construction business. And, you know, sometimes you do a job, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. You know, things happen, and... But that's part, you know, when you tell somebody I'm going to do the job for this, and then you run into some different problems. And to me, thinking about it, like Duke Energy, okay, I mean, they don't have any control over the weather. We have a storm, and yeah, it cost them. I know it cost them a bunch to put guys out, getting the power back on and all of that. But, I mean, that's just, to me, that's just part of business. But I might be wrong, but, you know, they're trying to recoup all this stuff. And, you know, when you're in business, and, of course, I'm from the old school, and I learned, back when I was in school and when they taught economics and how things work. I mean, monopolies are...
Well, listen, Ron, I hate to do this, but we're right up against the news. So I all I can do is tell you, pray for us to be able to get a new bunch down in Columbia to help that. And that's about all we can do. Got to make a break for the news. Don't go away. We'll come. Walter, I know you're holding. Keep holding. We'll take your call right off the other side. All right?
T T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.